Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Lenners, and today I'm doing a team preview for the Detroit Lions' upcoming 2022 season. So if you enjoyed the video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We have some of the best and most intense football coverage around the globe. I'm talking team previews, draft prospects for 2023, amazing legend interviews, player profiles from the past, present, and future, and so much more. So go over there, check us out on Facebook and YouTube, on Instagram as well, and also our brand new podcast. We've had over 1,000 episodes over there and 1,000 plus on Facebook and YouTube. So go there and check us out. Let's get into it. The Detroit Lions 2022 upcoming season. We know 21, not the best year for the Lions. 3-13-1. Yes, one they did tie was the final record last year, fourth in the NFC North. So obviously they knew coming into this draft, going into free agency, that they needed to rebuild this team once again and just try and change the culture, right? We know that Dan Campbell is doing a good job, I think so, of the head coach really helping change the mindset of the players, of the fans, and because we know the Lions have not been good for quite some time. And obviously last year we know with Jared Goff, with the rest of that team, it just was not where it needed to be. But coming into 2022, it looks like things might finally be on the up and up. And when I say that, I mean they had a tremendous draft. They had a lot of guys who I think who they drafted are really going to help this team out. And let's go into it. Let's look at this depth chart. Who's going to be doing what this upcoming year for the Detroit Lions? So obviously, like I mentioned, at quarterback, you have Jared Goff leading the charge once again. Running backs, you got DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams, head of that two-headed monster in the backfield. Tight ends, you got TJ Hockenson, who had a good year last year. Penei Sewell at the right tackle, who was phenomenal in his first season. Vitae Ragnow, you got Jackson, and then Taylor Decker on the rest of your line. And then the wide receiving core, which has helped, which has been pretty solid. Amon-Ra St. Brown, a very good surprise last year, hoping to improve once again. And, of course, Jameson Williams, who the young man who they drafted from Alabama. We all know he's coming off of an injury, a lower body injury, and hoping that he will come back sooner rather than later, right, and help this team out in the long run. And also the brand new addition for the wide receiver core, DJ Shark, coming over from the Jacksonville Jaguars. So another big pickup there. They've also gained a few guys from their team from previous years. They've got Deshaun Elliott, John Kaminsky, Garrett Griffin, Natrez Patrick, I mentioned DJ Chark, Chris Board, Mike Hughes, Gerard Davis, the linebacker. And so, I mean, they've gained a few bit of guys, too. They've lost some as well. Rashad Berry, Dean Marlowe, Kadrill Hodge, Jesse Lamore, and a few others to boot, like Jared Pinkey and Jalen Reeves-Maben. So they've lost a few guys. They've re-signed a good bit also. But going on to the defense, looking at this team, let's start in the backfield. Let's start with those safeties, with those corners. First, we got Jeff Okuda coming back. We all know he was hurt last year. Hopefully, he can come back and look good. Deshaun Elliott, I mentioned the safety, the strong safety right there. Kirby Joseph, who they drafted, is going to be behind him. We've also got Tracy Walker III at the free safety spot. You have Amari Omore, Jerry Jacobs, Mike Hughes, A.J. Parker. You got some guys there looking good. Then for the linebackers, you got Alex Anzalone, Malcolm Rodriguez, who they drafted, another strong prospect. You have Chris Board, who I just mentioned, who they picked up. Charles Harris, Michael Brockers on the DN now. We're talking about the D-line, starting with Harris, Brockers, Aleem McNeil, and, of course, Aiden Hutchinson, who they got and who they expect to be an absolute monster this upcoming year and beyond. Went to Michigan. We all know what he did. Staying in Michigan with the Lions now, we'll see what this young man can produce at the next level. But looking at the Detroit Lions, looking at their schedule, let's break it down. First week, they got the Eagles, Commanders, the Vikings, the Seahawks, the Patriots. They're off in week 6. Go enjoy some nice weather and not the frigid Detroit cold. Week 7, the Cowboys. Week 8, the Dolphins. Week number 9, you have the Green Bay Packers. Week 10, the Bears. 11 is the Giants. 12, the Bills. 13, the Jaguars. 14, the Vikings again. 15, the Jets. 16, the Panthers. 17, the Bears. And to be determined, right, week 18, if need be, the Green Bay Packers one more time. So, they got a tough schedule. And I think that the Lions, I think they improve on their record. I think they could get up to 5 wins this year, honestly. I think they could. And it's going to be interesting to see because this team still has some holes they need to fill. But I think we're finally starting to see that culture change with Dan Campbell, with the players. Like I said, they had a really good draft. They got some decent. They got some good free agents also. And as long as they can keep improving in the next 2 to 3 seasons, who knows where Detroit could go, maybe potentially get back in the playoffs in a few years. But after this year, I still think they're going to be having another losing season. Unfortunately for all the Lions fans out there, I know you want to get back to relevance, to some winning records, some 10-win seasons, but I don't think we're there just quite yet. So I think maybe 5-plus wins this year is a good target for the Lions. I think that they have the team certainly that they're capable to do so. But it's ultimately up to the coaches, the player, the staff, and the fans to cheer them on to see how they can do this upcoming 2022 NFL season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you've enjoyed this episode or this video episode podcast today, please like, comment, share, subscribe. Like I said, we go live each and every single week, Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram, 100's Football, and our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to podcasts, we are available to download each and every single day. Like I said, we have over 1,000-plus episodes of the podcast, over 1,000-plus episodes on Facebook, on YouTube. So go there, check us out. Once again, I've been your host, Logan Lairs. Thank you all so much for the support, just for this video, for our previous ones, and the ones we're going to keep doing in the near future. Have a tremendous day, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode of 100's Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.